on Daf
Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, starting the Mishnah. Zohua medaberes im echad. They saw she was medaberes im echad, and we have a machlekes Ziri and Rav Asi in the Gemara what medaberes means. Medaberes means nistera. Or medaberes means nivalo, and it's a loshen noki. Ru medaberes imechot. Va'omru lo mativoi shel ish ze. Now we ask her, who is this person? And she says, ish ploini v'koyenu. She says, he's a meyuchis, no problem about him. Rab Gamliel v'Rab Yelezer oimrim nemenes, that she's nemot. V'Rab Yeshua oimer loy mi piyo onu chay. Ala reizu becheskas bu'ula l'nosen l'mamza, ad shetovi raya l'dvorel. She has to be mevarer that he was a kosher. But Kolzman, she doesn't bring a birur. So we assume that she was nivul from apostle. Hoysa meuberes. Case number two. We see that she's meuberes. Va'omru lo mativu shal ibo ubozet. We ask her, what's this uber? And she again says, me ish ploini v'koyenu. Rab Gamliel v'Rab Elazar imrim nemenes. Rab Yeshua ima loy mi piyo onu chayim. Al reizu becheskes muberes lenosen lamamze at shetovi raya lidvoreh. Let us see Rashi. Ru'ua medaberes bepnuya. Umishum chshosho de psulim. We have a chshah, she was nivul from apostle, and nosen lamamza. Vekivin shen nivalo l'apostle, apostle minakune. So we have a suffix if she was nivul from apostle. Nemenet, so Rabbi Gamliel holds that she's nemon, uksheira l'kune. V'loi misafkinen lo ben nivalo l'apostle. I believe her. Hoysa miyuberes, bigmore meforesh tarti lomoli. Why do we need these two cases? Zot the Gemore. My medaberes. What is the case of medaberes? What is the first case? Reuho medaberes. Ziri omar nistero. So Ziri said that the two Eidim saw that she was nisyached with someone. Rab Asi Omar Nivalo. No, they saw that she was Nival from someone. The Gemara, Bish Olay Meleziri, Haine Diktoni Medaberes. Okay, there was no beer. Ruhu Medaberes Imecho. So it's good, the Loshen Medaberes. Elo L'Rab Asi Mai Medaberes. According to Rav Asi, if it means nivalo, so why do you say a loshen medaberes? She said, ruah shen nivalo. So the Gemara answers, lishne ma'aliye. The Tane wants to hop on a lishne ma'aliye. It really means nivalo, but he says a loshen medaberes. Kidersiv, we see the Pasuk also speaks a lishne ma'aliye. Ochla umochso piyo, she ate and she was mekaneach the peh, v'omro, and afterwards loy pa'al tiyoven. And here the posik means that she was nival. So we see that the posik uses also a loshen noki. So memele, so according to Rav Asi, the Mishnah says midaberes, but really it means we know that she was nival. Let us see Rashi. Nistero. Va'af al pi shaloi ra'uo shen nivalo. We didn't see that she was nival. Nivsalo lekune l'Rab Yeshua k'd l'kamom the maila also biyuchse. So then it says, Amir de kechidish, if we learn it means nistero, that there was a yichud alom. She's a pnuya, and there was a yichud alom. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, we're chayish already that she was nivul from apostle. She doesn't have an emonis. And, she's posel lekune. Ochla mochsa pia alme noka tashmish beloshen achila. Zog to Gemara baita. Bishloime lezeiri. According to Zeiri, that medaberes means nistero, is Hainu dektoni tauti. So we have two cases in the Mishnah. Medaberes and muberes. Aberes is telling us that by nistero, she's also loit Rabbi Yeshua. And muberes is telling us that afilu by muberes, she's mut according to Rabbi Gamliel. Elo l'Rav Asi tarti lomoli. According to Rav Asi, medaberes means nivalo, muberes means nivalo. So why are you repeating the same case? So the Gemara answers, according to Rav Asi, chodo lahachshir bo, v'chodo lahachshir bebito. That the first Bava is telling us, Roshan Nivalo, that she's kosher. She's Nemon to say, Lekosher Nivalti. And the second case is coming to tell us that she's also Nemon to be Machshir the Bas. So the Gemara says, Honiche Lamanda Oma Ledivrei HaMachshir Bo Machshir Bebita. So we'll see there's a machlekes in the shayla. If we are marsha ho, we are marsha the ba. So if you hold that man the marsha bo marsha bebito, so it's very good. So that's a good teretz according to Rabasi. That the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. The first halach is that she's kosher. The second halach is that the bas is also kosher. Alman di yoma le divrei hamachshir bo poisel bebita ma'ika lemeima. But if we hold that the bas is poisel, so we're not speaking about the bas because the bas is poisel. So we're speaking about her. So we're back to the old kasha. So both cases are speaking about nivalo, according to Rabasi. So the Gemara answers, Rav Asi Sova Kemandi Yoma, the Divrei HaMachshir Bo Machshir Bebiti. He holds according to that Mandi Yoma. So Memele, so the Mishnah is telling us two Chidushim. One, the Reish is telling us that she's Nemon LaHachshir Es Atzmo, and the Seif is coming to tell us that the Bas is also kosher. Now let us see Rashi. Bishleim eleziri heine dektoni tarti medaberes loydiacho koichid de Rabbi Yeshua. The Ava gav de loyrohu shen nivalo. Even though we didn't see a beilu, we just saw a stira. Is psula. The asas are filled with yichud baalme. Umoberes. That a fellow she was nival, she still nemon lahachshir es atzmo. But according to Ravasi, the reisha is nivalo and the seif is nivalo. So what is the difference between the reisha and the seif? He said, the Gemara says, it's lahar shebo v'chol de lahar shebebito ima uber azene keive. Tinosai lekohune l'rabim gamliel. That the uber is also permitted to marry a kohen. Diashminim bedido, if it would only say that she's mutter, hava mina ihi oil davalo chazoka de kashras mi kore. She had a chazoka de kashras, and besides the tainus bori, she's tining lekoshen nivalti. Now besides her tainus bori, she has a chazoka de kashras. That means before this Bila Shizicha was kosher, now we're claiming Ashayla that it should become Nifsal through the Bila, so we tell her on Chazoke. So Chazoke with a tiny Bori helps her. Omrinin ukmua Chazoke, ba'al tavsileno misofik. Avul uber, the loy havaloy Chazoke de kashas, but the uber never had a Chazoke. Heimoloi. So that's what's coming to tell us that the Uber is also kosher. Hanicha lamandi yoma lekamon bishmaitin. Maika lameima tarti laharshe bo lomoli kivin de medaberes beroua shen nivalo. So both are speaking about nivalo. Just to try to understand a little bit, we could say, if this is the Emes of Pshat, I don't know. But we have here a machloikis, if man de machshir bo, machshir bebito, or if not. So we could say that the machloikis is as follows. How do we learn Pshat in Chazoke? If we'll say that Chazoke is machriya de sofik, Chazoke is mevara de sofik, so that means as follows. That means that when the mother was Nival, so we have a suffix, was she Nival from a kosher or from apostle? So Chazoke is Mavara, that she was Nival from a kosher. So if she was Nival from a kosher, if I have a biru, a hachro, that she was Nival from a kosher, so Memele, so that's maspik afilu for the bas also. If I'm permitted to assume that the mother was niva from a kosher, so memelo automatically the bas will be kosher, and I was machia disofik through the chazoka of the mother. But we could learn that chazoka is not machia disofik. No, chazoka is adin an hoge in Sveikis, that if you don't know what to do, so continue the anhoge that was till now. Bemison, that's the lotion of Rashi over here. Ukmua chazoke v'loi v'al tavsileno misofik. That means you don't know, misofik, you don't know what to do. Is she still kosher lekuna? She's not kosher lekuna. You don't know. We don't know. Al tavsileno mi sofik. So that means we don't have a hachro in the sofik. We only have a din anhoge. I don't know if she muta lekuna is also lekuna. So I say she should remain muta lekuna. So that's anhoge in her. But the bas never had a chazoke. The bas is born with a sofik. So Memele, I mean, Rashi seems to say this klor in the Mandi Yomar. Rashi saying the svore that it shouldn't help for the bas. So Rashi says klor the svore. Rashi says that the din chazok is al tavsileno misofik. Al tavsileno misofik can zich only help for the mother. It can't help for the bas. So it could be the other man, the Yoma, holds that the chazok is machia the sofik. Let us go further. Yeah. Al kaponim, so far we have now that we have here a machloikis, Ziri and Ravasi. According to Ziri, the Reisha speaking about was Nistero, and she's also according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rav Asi, Nistero is Mutter. It's only speaking about Nivalo. And Nivalo is also according to Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rav Asi, the Sefer is coming to tell us, and according to Rav Gamliel, not only is Shimut al-Kohune, nor the Uber that doesn't have its own chazoke is also Mutter al-Kohune. That's the Machloikis. Omalei Rav Pope la'abaye. Lezeiri da Omar mai medaberes nistero. According to Ziri, so medaberes means nistero. There was yichud. Va Omar Rabbi Yeshua, loy mehemno. And she's not nemo. So that means that if there was a yichud with a person, she's not nemon levarer who the person was. And she's also Ha'omar Rav Malkin ala Yichud Vein Oishchen ala Yichud. How could you ask her her Bechlal? There was only Yichud, and Rav said Vein Oishchen ala Yichud is Leime the Loike Rabbi Yeshua. He says, so comes out Rav is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Medaberes means nistero, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Lay mi piya anu chayim, and she's also, even though there was only yichud. So the Gemara says, Afilu taima Rabbi Yeshua, male osu biyuchsin. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Malkin ala yichud makis mardis. Bein oisrin isha al bailo bishvil yichud ba'alme. So we don't aser with yichud. And here Rabbi Yeshua asers with yichud. Let me pi on the chayim. It was only yichud. Is leima the loike Rabbi Yeshua, the mishum yichud, marzik lo beniveles. There was only yichud. And Rabbi Yeshua assumes that she's an Iveles. She's also. So the Gemara says, Mala also be yuchsin be kohune. This is a besondere choymer in yuchsin. Let us see Taisvis. Ravasi Omar Nivalo. Avo nistero moide Rabbi Yeshua den emenes loyme le kosher nivalti bemigu di boy omro loy nivalti. So according to Rav Asi, nistero ein oischen ala yichud. That's what Rav Asi holds for sure. So memele afilo lefi dvoreho. She says she was nivalo, but she says le kosher nivalti. And she has a migu. She could have said loy nivalti. And if she would have said loy nivalti, she would have been nemon. So mamela, she's nemon, afilo according to Rabbi Yeshua with a migu. Vim taime, voha Rabbi Yeshua less loy migu. All of a sudden, it seems Rabbi Yeshua holds of a migu. We heard in the Mishnah, daf yud beis amit beis, gabi misherestani nenasti. She's tining that what? That she was Nenas Tachtov, and he owes her Aksubis Mosai. And he says, Achaloy Eresticha Nenasto, Vayemekri Mekachtois, Rabbi Yeshua says, we believe he's supposed to give her Aksubis. And the Gemara says, Ram Gamliel holds that we believe him because she has Amigo. Because she could have said she was a Mukas Eitz Tachtov. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua does not hold of Migu. A tainis bori with amigu is not nemun according to Rabbi Yeshua. So why by here is she nemun according to Rabasi? Rabasi says by nistero, and she says she was nivalo le kosher. So tainis bori, she is nemun. A tainis bori with amigu is nemun. V'yesh loima, dohosem loihavi migu gomo, dohafilu omre mukus eitzani eino nemenes, l'Rabbi Yeshua kidesnam b'mas nisen, loikori loi migu alofisher hi taine mo'ulo b'yoysa. So Taisva says, not Rabbi Yeshua does not hold of migu. Migo, a good Migo, he holds off. But over here, if she would say Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha, she also wouldn't be Nemon Lagabik Subin. Who says it was a Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha? Maybe it was Kaidim Deirisen. But Al Koponim, it's a Migo of a Taina Malyosa, which is some sort of a Migo. That means if she'd be a liar, she would have been Boicher a more appropriate lie to say. That's the svar v'ram gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua holds such a migu is not sufficient to be mevara. But if you have a normal migu, so such a migu is sufficient, according to Rabasi. So therefore, if she says, so therefore he holds by nistero, since Rabasi holds a noisrin ala yichud, so she could, she is a migu, she could have said, loy nivalti. So she says, nivalti, and lakosha nivalti, she's nemon alts migu. Others seem to tainan teisvis, that, what's pachlau teisvis kasha? Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of migu. Here we're talking about momin. In Daf Yud Beis Amad Beis, we're talking about Amigo Lahoitzi, Momen, talking about Aksube, she wants to be going to Aksube. No, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Amigo Lahoitzi, even Bori Veshemo, even though Aksube is a Maise Bezen, whatever it is, but we're speaking about Momenis over here. Daf Yud Beis Amad Beis, we're speaking about Momenis. So, Momenis, he holds, even though it's a Bori Veshemo, with Amigo, it's not sufficient. Masha'in came over here, he was talking about Isurim. Isurim, amigu helps. What is the kasha? From the Shita Mekebetzis, it would seem that Taisvis understood that what Rabbi Yeshua is machmer by Yuchsin, pshat is that he gave Yuchsin a chaymer of Dinei Momin. That's the chaymer of Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua's machmer by Yuchsin. So memele, so Taisus had a legitimate kasha. That means Rabbi Yeshua's machmer by Yuchsin, so memele, it should have, that's the chumra, it's not samozoi. Yuchsin is a chaymer of dinei momenis. That means you need a biru that is maspik for dinei momenis. So memele, if migu helps according to Ravasi, so then migu should help over there also. So Taisa says, no, this is a better migu than Andaf Yud Beis Amad Beis. Andaf Yud Beis Amad Beis, it's only a migu of a time, the Mal Yoso. Here it's a real migu. So that is the svore of Ravasi, that the Mishnah is only speaking about Nivalo. Nivalo, there's no migo already, but by Nistero, she has amigo, so amigo helps. Chodo lahakshir bo, v'chodo lahakshir bebito. So the Gemara is according to Ravasi, why do you need two bovets? The daberes is nivalo, muberes is nivalo, why do you need two bovets? So the chodo lahakshir bo, v'chodo lahakshir bebito. Tzrichi tavayu. That a fellow bebito that is no chazok is marsha. Chodoloidiach HaKoichi de Rabbi Yeshua, that fellow there is a chazake by Bo, he's also not Marsha. That's why we need two cases. One to tell us that the Revus of the Rabbi Yeshua is not Marsha fellow her, even though she has a chazake. And Ram Gamliel is Marsha Duba, fellow Duba doesn't have a chazake. That's the two cases. L'divei ha-machshir bo poisel bebito. According to the Zaman Dioma, that holds poisel bebito. U'moberes de noka. So why does the Mishnah chapon moberes? Mishum lishnam alye, so the Mishnah really wants to say nivalo. But the Mishnah chapton is this moberes alishnam alye. Ve'ein oisrin ala yichud leima de loike Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, according to Zeiri, that medaberes means nistero. So we see, according to Zeiri, we see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, filo nistero is also. Rav said, "Ein oisrin ala yichud." Teima l'Rashbe. The Leziri, the Omar Nistero, Ayri ki goyim de moide hi shenivalo. It's speaking about that she's moide shenivalo. The story is over here. Ro'ua shenistero. We saw was Nistero. But she says nivalo. L'chayr is talking about that she said nivalo. So what does this have to an oischen ala yichud? An oischen ala yichud is, if there's only yichud, we don't know of a be'ile, so then we say an oischen ala yichud, but here it's speaking about nivalo, she's saying nivalo, and now she wants to be mevarer who the boil was. No, that's already another story. We'll see later on Omid Beis that Rabbi Shua holds Isha Mizane Eina Baideke Su Mizane. But Isha is Mizane already, and that's what Wachayish over here, not only Wachayish, she says Nivalo. And so she's not careful already, but I want to be sure that the boy shouldn't pass Lami Lakune. If she fell to this dalge that she's mizane, so she doesn't, that is not a criteria by her to make sure al kapon mizane should be mizane, but al kaponim she should still remain kosher lekune. Rabbi Shua doesn't hold of that, so she's not boidik. So mamela, she's not nemon to say that she was nivol kosher. So al kaponim, so what's the kasha of the Gemara on Zeiri? Here she's saying she was nivol. She's saying she's nivol. Now she's saying she was nivol to Akash. We don't believe her. But the Omro loy nivalti, if the case is speaking about that she says loy nivalti, and I feel like we don't believe her, the way Rabbi Yeshua said, loy mi pi onur chayim, im kein avesvek sveike. But al kaponim, I feel like we won't believe her. Right, loy mi pi onur chayim. Fine. Aba, she says loy nivalti. So we'll have a svek svek. Maybe she wasn't nivol. Na filu she was nivol. Maybe she was nivol to Akosha. And by a svek svek, Rabbi Yeshua is marsha. The marsha Rabbi Yeshua kidoma lekaman hosom svek svek. So Rabbi Yeshua is marshir with a svek svek. So al kochach, it can't be speaking about that she said loy nivalti, because then she should take a bikosha. Why not? There's a svek svek. So al kochach, it's speaking about she says nivalti. So there's one suffix. There's a suffix who is she nivul to. So what shaykhis does this have to a nice chanala yichad? That's a shalom she was nivul. Here she was nivul, and she says, L'kosha nivul. Hamere de kikashi. V'yesh loyme de lo'oilom ayri de komro loy nivul. So Tosis wants to say, that speaking about, no, she says loy nivul. V'choshev le'ichod esveike, say b'zeis ot esvek sveike, mishum den apetropes la'rois, we'll see an omed beis. Rabbi Yeshua mentions this svara, ein apetropes la'rois. So Tosfos at the present time is learning pshat. What does that mean? That means that there was yichud, you can't be an apetropes that there wasn't beer. So that means there's no two sveikas. Ein apetropes, that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds, according to Ze'iri. Ein apetropes la'rois. So ein apetropes la'rois, so memele, so that's nothing what to clear about. Was it a nivalo? I should assume it was nivalo. Gemara Medbei says Rabbi Yeshua is medame this to a shvuya. Just like by a shvuya. I know she was a shvuya, so she's also a kohune. I only know she was a shvuya, but is akum, stam akum is prutzim baroyis. So he also does say, I think, ena patropes laroyis, and I assume she was a nivel. Now the shayla is who? Some emele. So now the Gemara is asking the Gemara the Kikasha. He says, if that is pshat, that is pshat in Ze'iri, that he holds that it's speaking about, she said, loy nivelo, vafal pikein, she's also, because ein apotropes laroyis, so it says ein oischen ala yichud. So now we understand the Gemara's kash. He says, Rabbi Yeshua asad yichud. But then a petropis laroyis, that she's nesor through yichud. And then what, and the Gemara will answer, he says, that ein oishlan al yichud means labaylo. But lakuna is, taka we say, lakuna we machma, we say, we machma lagabi kuna, we say ein a petropis laroyis, and she's also lakuna. So far, so good. So that is pshat, that's what Tosfos wanted to say now. That Ziri was speaking about, that she says, loy nivalti. The Mishnah is another shmuz, but that's relevant. They just asked her who the person was, and some say she gave information on the person, but that's not, she's saying, Stamazay loy nivalti. That was Stamazay, we don't believe her. And then the information, we also don't believe her, who the person was. Let me pee on Nuchan. Whatever she says, we don't believe her. Aval kosher. The behed yemash me bereish perik sheni da airi benivelis. The koma anichil is, that she's tining she was nivel. The koma anichil is ziri, the oma mai medaberes nistero. According to ziri, it's very good. That ziri said that medaberes means nistero. The migu di boy omra loy nivalti mehemna. The Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yeshua says over there, the second Perek, that even though here he doesn't hold of migu, but there is a case that he does hold of migu. Then when we'll get there, we'll see it's a better type of a migu. Al koponim, the Gemara in the second Perek would seem that according to Ze'iri, she has a migul. She's saying nivalti lakosha. She's saying he's a kosha. And she has a migul. She could have said, loy nivalti. And for some reason, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of migul. According to Ze'iri, according to Ravasi, we had the first Tosfos. Ravasi holds according to Rabbi Yeshua, he holds of migul. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua holds of migul. So she's Nemon, to say Lakoshin Nivalti with Amigo of Lay Nivalti. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not Nemon to say Lakoshin Nivalti with Amigo of Lay Nivalti. She's not Nemon to say Lakoshin Nivalti with Amigo of Lay Nivalti. But Al Koponim, it seems she's Nemon, and let's just to understand a little bit why isn't she Nemon? Taisvah says on Omid Beis, the reason she's not Nemon with Amigu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Eina Petropas Laroyes means she won't say Loi Nivalti because people won't believe her. That means Eina Petropas, I mean, everyone will give a smirk. I mean, so that's why she's scared to say Loi Nivalti. She'd rather say Lakosha Nivalti. If she'll say Loi Nivalti, she's talking them on. She's talking them on. If she'll say Loi Nivalti, she's talking them on. But she's not Nemo with Amigo. And the Hilchas Migu it doesn't have. So now we're back where we started from. We are back where we started from. So what's the problem? The problem is that according to Ze'iri, if she'll say Loi Nivalti, she will be Nemo. She's not Nemon to say Lakosh Nivalti with Amigo of Loi Nivalti, fine. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds according to Ziri. So, but here he's talking about another case. Here she's saying Lakosh Nivalti, and that she's not Nemon to be Mevare. We don't believe her on that. Let me pee on the Chayim. So it's no kasha on Ziri from a Noischen Ala Yichud. A Noischen Ala Yichud means that if there was Yichud alone, we're clearing a shayla, was she nivul, wasn't she nivul? So Rav said a Noischen Ala Yichud. Here, Rabbi Yeshua speaking about, according to Ziri, she said she was nivul. That's the story over here. And now she wants to be Mevare who she was Nivul from, and that she's not believed to say. She's not believed to be Mevare the Suffolk. So it's two different cases. Fakert, if she would have said Loi Nivalti, she would have been Nemon. Apnuya would have been Nemon if she said Loi Nivalti. But speaking about she said Nivalti. So Mamela, we're back to the Kasha. So there's no comparison between the case of Ziri, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the case of Rav. Here it's speaking about that she's tining Nivalti in Lakosha Nivalti, and she has to be Mevara this. And here she's tining the case of Rav, and Eisel Yichud was speaking about she's tining, she was Nivul and Gatz. So the two different cases. Avol Kosh. The Behed Yamashma Bereish Perit Sheini, the Ayri Benivellus. It's speaking about that she's tining, she was Nivul. The comma, because the Gemara says in the second Perikon Yichud, Ziri Doma Maimedaberes Nistero. The Migu di boy omro loy nivalti in mehem no, so I really should say she should be binem and even she said nivalti lakosh nivalti. And then Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her with Amigu. Abba al koponim, we see not the way Taisvis had said before that she's not nemon to taina loy nivalti. She is nemon to taina loy nivalti. So it's a shrek. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Lekach nire de porich leziri. The Gemara's kasha on Ziri is the besveike chode osrinin lo. That means it's one suffix, and we asah her. Bo yichud de eishes ish de smeker chode de ein oischin ala yichud. The Gemara's Kasha is, as follows. He says, by Yichud, there's no Kasha apostle there. There's one suffix. Was she nivel or wasn't she nivel? So there we don't ask her. According to Ze'iri, here we're speaking about, she was nivel. She says she was nivel. She says lakosha nivalti. So it's also a suffix. In here, we don't ask her. We do ask her. So lachayre, we'd learn the poshita ivre in taisvis. He says the gemara wants to be medame. Vayichud is a suffix. If she was nivul, she's icharosa, the suffix, if she was nivul. Here, she was nivul, and there's a suffix to who she was nivul to. So there's a suffix, and here's a suffix. That's how it seemed, the Ritas Loshen of Taisvis. He says, in both cases, we have a suffix, and by Yichud, we're makel on the suffix, And by Be'ile, we're not makel on the suffix. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. L'kach nira de poch leziri de besveike chodos rinolo. Bo yichod deishes ish de sveike chodehi. Vein oischen ala yichod. It's also one suffix. And there we don't ask, and here we do ask. So Taisha says a ktas kosha. The lachayre nire the yichud. So lachayre the kasha is why is she not nemon to say she was nivel to a kosha, and why is she nemon to say she wasn't nivel at all? So we're medame the suffix leminivalo to the suffix of imnivalo. That's how it seems Taisha is saying. Uktas koshe, so Taisa says, but the lochayre nire di yichud a yichud porich. It wouldn't seem like that from the Gemara. With the porich leziri v'loy leravasi. That means, if we will be medame the sveikis, here's a sofik by yichud is a sofik, was she nivol? Here is a sofik, to who she was nivol? And if the Gemara is medame the sveikis, so why is this akasha and iri? Amalei rapopo labai leziri. According to Ziri, I have akasha. And according to Rav Asi, there's no kasha. According to Rav Asi, there's also akasha. Rav Asi learns my medaberes nivalo. Okay. Nivalo. She was nivol. No, it's not, I have a suffix to who she was nivel. I saw she was nivel. I have a suffix to who she was nivel. So, Rabbi Yeshua answered. So we should be medame. So Rabbi Yeshua answered one suffix and I know son ala yichud. I mean, Tosfos is saying the way I'm saying now, the kasha from the Gemara is not a kasha of yichud and yichud. Yichud also, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's nemon to say that she wasn't nivel. By Yichud, she's nemon to say that she wasn't nivel. So, only here, here's one suffix. So why didn't the Gemara ask her? So why is it only a kash and rabasi? And raziri should be kash and rabasi. I just like to say over Ashita Mekabetzes, I mean it's a psa shrek, it's not a psa, it's a skoshe. So he brings down Tosfos. Dachi porich. Hocha filo be meres nivalti. I feel what she said nivalti. Akate ikala svuki lekosha nivalo ilaposel nivalo. So it's a sofik. Abul hosem gabi yichodeshes ish in nivalo su lakala svuki midi. Dare yesur labailo. Hilkach kachli be meres lo nivalti da hoso. Kamo ye meres nivalti da hoch. So they're both the same. There, by us, Nivalti is a Sophic, Lamini Valo. And by Yichud is a Sophic, Imni Valo. So, Mamela, Kachli, Bemeres, Loi Nivalti, Dosung, Bevels, Nivalti, Doch, the Bishneim. Hosom, Vohoche, Leka, Elochodes, Fake. So now the kasha, so why is this only a kasha according to Zeiri? Why isn't this a kasha according to Rabas? Ubishloime le Rabasi, ikalishnuye, deshani sveike dohosom, misveike dohoch. Now the Shita starts saying explanations. According to Rabasi, if I know Nivalo, I don't know Tushi was Nivalo, the shani sveika da hosa mi sveika docha. Da hosa, given the misafkelon in nivalo klal, lochi lo yeshin alo. There there's a sofik, if she was nival or not, misafik ido nasa. Avol hoche, given the rinua shen nivalo, sule misafkelon midi. So there's no sofik. Why? The chol shemizane ain't a boydekes or mizane. There's no suffix. That means, or you'll ask Rav Asi, what's the difference between this suffix and that suffix? They said there's a world of a difference. If there was yichud alone, and there's a suffix washing nivol, suffix. You suffix, you don't ask her. But if she was nivel, and I'm claiming a child to who she was nivel, there's no suffix. The chol shemizan, that's the svara of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds chol shemizan, ain't a bedekis a mizan. So beautiful. But now we have to understand what's with Ziri. So why is Ziri any different? Avol is Ziri. But according to Ziri, given the loyri inua she nivalo, we don't know b'chlal that it was nivalo. Bar pi di bure hu di yodinin she nivalo. She says that it's nivalo. Hilkach, leka le meimel, the sveike the hosom, the sveike the hoche shovin. I think he means to say, in the Ivral Koponim, he means to say that if you know Klo Nivalo, then there's no Sofik. So then, Isha Mizane is Beidekes, Eina Beidekes and Mizane. If I know that she was Nival, I don't clear any more Shilas. I can assume because she's not Beidek, Isha Mizane, Beidekes and Mizane. So that's called Vaday Nivolo. That's what he says. Kim Dorish Nivolo Sulei Misafkelon Bemidi. There's no suffix. There's no suffix.
It would seem from the Shita, you can't say that there's no suffix over here, and we can assume rightfully that she was Zicher Mizana with Apostle. Since the whole yediyah that Nivala comes from her, and without her we don't know Bechlal if it was Nivala, so it can't be worse than a suffix. That means because we can't say it's a vadai if our yediyah is coming through her, and she's saying that And she is saying that that means if she wouldn't say anything, could be we wouldn't have any right to ask her. We would we'd have a suffix. Maybe she wasn't Nivalo. So Koponim, how to touch it up good, I'm at the present time not able to touch it up, about Koponim, that means from the Shita Mekibetzis we see that if the whole Nivalo we see from her, it can't be worse than a Sufik, because without her I wouldn't know Bechlal Nivalo. And if she says Loi Nivalti, she's Naman. So Amigo she doesn't have, she's scared to say Loi Nivalti, but Al Koponim Nivalti, Lakosha Nivalti cannot be worse than a Sufik. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, that by a Sufik we don't answer. So the Gemara answers, Mala osu biyuchsin. Taime, the mashme dein oischen ala yichut, airi be'eishes ish, veloi bepnuye, eishes lochere. What's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, that by Yuchsin, we are Achmer, my losso by Yuchsin. Sefilu one Sofik is also also. Ein Oishchen ala Yichud is speaking not by Yuchsin, by Eishas Ish. That's how it would seem. Ubisoif Kedushin, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Rav said two Alochas. Malkin ala Yichud, ve'ein Oishchen ala Yichud. So Rav says, Muki Malkin ala Yichud Davke bepnuye. Avol be'eishes ish loy. Data moitzi las al bonel. So we see the Malkin ala Yichud is speaking about a pnuye. So the Noishchen ala Yichud is also speaking about a pnuye. Vafilu le marzutre de Malkin o machis be'eishes ish moide de pnuye nami ayri. So Tosfos has a kasha that Malkin ala Yichud is zicha speaking about a pnuya, also a pnuya, only a pnuya. So Vein Oishchen ala Yichud should also be speaking about a pnuya. So now, so what's the? So here we're also talking about a pnuya. So here the Gemara says, "My loss will be yuchsin." Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Afal gav the Malkin ala Yichud Ayri bepnuye in Oisun ala Yichud loy Ayri ela beishes ish. So the Rabbeinu Tam says no, in Oisun ala Yichud is talking about an eishes ish. Malkin ala Yichud could be speaking about a pnuye also, but in Oisun ala Yichud is only speaking about an eishes ish. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. To aser an isha lebailo, you don't aser by one suffix. But by yuchsin, leisa kune, we do aser. That's the Gemara's teretz. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim. Umiyu koshe. That the porich mirav, so al koponim. So what's the Gemara's teretz? He says the Gemara's teretz is there's a difference between an eishes ish and yuchsin. An eishes ish we won't answer with one suffix, and yuchsin we will answer. Umiyu koshe that the porich mirav the omar in oischen ala yichud, which is speaking about an eishes ish according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Why do you have to ask from Rav? Mahod kaimlom bekuli Talmudo stam mishnayis. Then isha neseres abayla ela yedekini estire. That's a double muskim that you can only ask an isha albayla. It's according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara, the Makshin was medame yuchsin ta'eshes ish. And the Gemara answers, no, Yuchsin is more chomer than Eishes Ish. That's the teretz of the Gemara. And where did the Gemara see that Eishes Ish is Mutter Labayla? A memra of Rav and Kedushin. Rav said, Ein Oisren Ala Yichot Samemela. The Gemara wanted me Medama, Yuchsan Teishes Ish. So the Gemara says that we're not Medama, Yuchsan Teishes Ish. Fragt sich der Teishes Yishonim, if that's the Shakel of Italian, the Gemara, he didn't have to ask from a Rav and Kedushin, he's a offene Mishnayis. And you hold that Yuchsin and Nishal Baal is the same thing. Fine, that's what the Makshin held. The Talsam told them they're not the same. So I'll call upon him, but why did you have to schlep Rav? These are often the Mishnayis. Lekach nirali the Rav Airi bepnuya davke. Rav is not for the Rebbeinu Tam says that Rav is speaking by an Eishes Ish. No, Rav is speaking by a Pnuya. V'hochi perushe, the ma'alo also be yuchsin l'esrech ad omro l'kosho nivalti. The moide miye v'loi memnina lo b'migu. Havlo yomro loi nivalti b'ho loi osu maile u b'ho airi Rav. So the Gemara here, the way that Tosfos Yeshonim is saying, the Gemara is saying that there's a difference if the suffix is nivalo, and she's saying lekosh nivalti with amigu, or if she says loy nivalti. He says, the Mala also b'yuchsin is that she's not Nemon with Amigo. That's the Chiddush. He says, like Tosfos had asked before, somehow the Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara was Medame, Nivalti, the Lekosha Nivalti to Loi Nivalti. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answered, that my loss of Biyuchsin, that Lakosha Nivalti, we are not mamming her, even though she has amigo, of Yuchsin. And Lakosha Nivalti is a different type of a sophic. Maybe we can say, Isha Mizana is any Bedekis Mizana. Aishi has amigo, we don't believe, of Yuchsin, we don't believe her with amigo. But if she says loy nivalti, so that's another loyosa maila bochi ayriyah. That's what the Tosfos Yeshonim says. Vim taima al koponim. How did Rabbeinu Tam learn pshat? Rabbeinu Tam said pshat that it's speaking about an Eishes Ish. Most differentiating between an Eishes Ish and Yuchsin, and Eishes Ish ein oischen ala yichud. V'im toime v'omrine b'perik bascha d'nedorim. So you tell me al-kaponim and Eishes Ish doesn't become nasa with yichud. The Gemara in the Dorim brings down a very interesting mice. Gabi yahu noyev ta'ayil agabe dahi itse. There was a noyev that went into by a woman. And then the husband came in. So the husband came in, so the noyev hit. I mean, he doesn't want to be around when the husband's there. Then the husband went and wanted to eat something. And that food that he wanted to eat, a snake had bitten into it. So the noyev comes out and tells him, listen, don't eat that, that's poison, you'll die. Fine. Very good-hearted noyev. So the Gemara says, if he's coming to tell him that he shouldn't eat it, it's a ray, he wasn't mizana with her. Because if he wouldn't be mizana with her, he wouldn't be so good-hearted. That's what the Gemara says. Amrine berg baska de nedorin. Gabi yohu noyev da'ayil ligaba de yitza. Omer lei noyev leitechol minoin. You shouldn't eat this. The taminu chivye, nochesh was time from it. Omer rove itza sharye. That she's mutter. If he had done an isa, nechalei de leimis. So, memela. Mashme. So, Taisi is amir de kekashe. So, Taisi is rove, was matter the isha because of this gemilas chesed that the noyev did. Mash medilav haytaim oisa neseres al yedei yichud. We just said a nice chanal al yichud, and you don't ask a nice shishis with yichud. V'yashloimar de noyev shani amoyer de keteretz. An oischem al yichud is dafka a person who's not a professional noyev. But a person who's muzik al tznoyev, there's no such din a nice chanal al yichud. This person is will ask a nice shishis. So therefore, amoyer de keteretz. So therefore, we need a hoichoche that he was taking that mezana with us. But Rav Yosef de Shalitin Tiritz, they noisun ala yichud airi bepnuye, k'moy malkin ala yichud. Not the way the Rabbi Netam said. So we're speaking about a pnuye, so. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ben is also banusas oviv, so if the father was meyachud with an isha, so the son is allowed to marry her. That's not yuchsin, that's it's a pnuye, and it's not yuchsin, and it's a neischen ala yichud. And the son is mutter to marry, and I'm not chayish, it's a nusasov. Meisvei. Now we hear over here, amachloikes Ziri and Ravasi. When did Rabbi Yeshua asa, ru medaberes? Does medaberes mean Nistero and Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not Nemon, even though she is amigo of Le Nivalti, or is it speaking about Nivalo? So we saw Baraisa Ruha Shenichnaso im Echod Lisaisa, one case, Lisaisa. Oy Lechube, case number two, Lechube. So Rashi says, "Lechube stome lebeile shohu mokin liznus." Achube was that was a mokin that was meyuchad liznus. That's achube is not yichud. Achube is going into a beis hazoinus. That's a type of chuba. But leseisa means yichud. Va'omru lo mativ shalize. And she says, "Koyinu ben achiyabu, kam gemulu v'abalazoyim nemenes, Rabbi Shuaim lemipion nochayim, lareizu becheskas bulo lenosin lemamza, atshetovi ray ledvorel." His bishloim leziri, according to Ziri, hainu diktoni tarti. So it's telling us two cases. Leseisa is talking about nistero. Oy lechube, lechube is a beis hazoinus. So memele, so it's coming to tell us, l'revuse de Rabbi Yeshua, that a filo leseis is also wasa. L'revuse de Rabbi Gamliel, that a filo lechube is muta. Elo le ravasi doma niva lo tarti lomali. So what is these two cases? So Ravasi said, chodetoni, leseiser de chube. Speaking about a chube, which is a beis hazoinus, leseisa de chube, a stira of a chube. In other words, she went to beis hazoinus. Frag the Gemara, please. Well, leseisa oy le chube ktoni. It says oy, it doesn't say leseisa de chube. So he says, no, both are speaking about a chub, a beis hazoinus. So what are the two cases? Choda lechuba de moso, v'choda lechuba de dabre. One is speaking about a chub, which is situated in a city. So there I assume that the people who are mezana there are the dwellers of the city. And if roiv of the people in the city are ksheirim, so it's roiv ksheirim etzlo. The other case is speaking about chulbe de dabre, that means a chulbe that's in a midbar, that means it's not mekusha to any mokim. Now, the boil came not from a miyuchadika city, from the oilam. That means the whole oilam falls into the suffix. If the oilam falls into the suffix, so then roiv of the oilam are goyim. So it's roiv psule metzcha. Utsrich, di ashmin en chube de mosa, bohoka marsheram gamlil. Mishum, the roiv ksheire metzla, avol chube de dabra de roiv psule metzla, ima moidele rabbi Yeshua. Eshmina behibi, koma rabbi Yeshua, bai chube de dabra, that's roiv psule metzla. Avol bohoi, ima moidele rabbi gamlil, bai roiv ksheirem. Istrich, that's we have to say both cases. Zogt Rashi, lechube stomme lebile, shehu mokim lesnus. Chube de moso, stam be iloso, me echad bibnei ha'ir, bikalameima be ir, shehu be yisol ksheirim koma. De dabre, sofik, echad mi soif oilam bole kam. Ve roi va oilam oiv de kechovimeim, opo islamishe be biyosa lekune, כדיאמה ביבומס ובקדושן יוצא עובד כחובם ועבד שאין לו ילמונס וגירשן בו.